The Business News Desk on Stray FM.
And I'm joined in the studio now by our senior business correspondent, Patrick Dunlop. Patrick, what's been going on? Have I just promoted you?
Sorry, before I go any further, senior business correspondent. I'm honoured.
I want to make this show sound really important. Yeah. So, you know,
thank you.
You are now our senior business correspondent on the Business Hub. Business news this week. What have we got going on in the world of business?
Well, quite a bit of business news, starting with energy bills, and thousands of people have been incorrectly charged after energy companies made a mistake with gas meters. Imperial readings got mixed up with metric ones, and the regulator Ofgem says firms have to pay people back. The exact number of affected customers won't be known before the end of this week.
So hopefully some people might be getting some money back from their energy suppliers, which is unusual.
Yeah, and we were saying earlier on, it's never a mistake where you're undercharged, is it?
No, that would be nice, wouldn't it? So let's have a look at trains now. Now, there was so many stories last week about different train firms, different, you know, Southern Trains and other train services as well having strikes. Now it's happening with Virgin Trains East Coast. There's more strikes happening.
Yes, there are going to be 3 24-hour strikes, including one on Bank Holiday Monday. Last week, members of the RMT union voted for industrial action over jobs, working conditions and safety. It's claimed that staffing changes will put nearly 200 jobs at risk, but the train operator is insisting there'll be no compulsory redundancies and no impact on safety. So these strikes, workers will walk out from 3 a.m. this Friday, along with Friday the 26th and Monday the 29th. Union members have also been asked not to do any overtime for 48 hours from Saturday the 27th. But Virgin Trains is reassuring passengers that the timetable will be unaffected.
It's going to be tough as well, though, for customers, because this is the bank holiday weekend, isn't it? So really, must say, check with the operator before you travel to make sure that you're not going to be too badly affected. But as Patrick mentioned there, Virgin Trains reassuring customers that the timetable will be unaffected. Next story, we're having a look at delivery company Deliveroo. Now, they're looking at changing the way that they pay their workers, is that right?
Yes, well, Deliveroo, which now operates in Harrogate, among other places, it's carrying out a limited trial to pay workers per delivery instead of the current minimum hourly rate. But the government has issued a warning saying the firm can't opt out of the national living wage by defining staff as self-employed.
Now, if maybe you're a business now and you've got a business account with Santander, or you use them for your business account, but you also have a personal current account, they're making some changes to that 123 account, aren't they?
Yes, the bank had been offering 3% on savings above £3,000, but from November, it'll drop to 1.5% for balances above a pound. It coincides with the Bank of England's decision to cut interest rates to just 0.25% after obviously so long at 0.5%.
Not a good time for savers at the moment, definitely. Harrogate, back into Harrogate for the business news now. Now, a business has been caught in a battle of the brands.
It has. Newly opened wine bar has relaunched as Bacchus Wine Bar after its original name was challenged, despite registering his company and buying the domain names for the Optimist on Station Parade. Owner Ian Humphreys faced a trademark challenge from a rival restaurant and bar chain. Within 3 months of opening, he received a letter advising that Living Ventures had applied for and been granted a trademark for the Optimist. Ian says they've taken legal advice and there's nothing clear-cut about it. So rather than wasting time fighting to overturn the trademark, potential legal bills would have cost about £40,000.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah, they decided to rename the business as Bacchus after the god of wine.
You see, I like that name. I think Bacchus is a good name. So staying with wine, and I'm sure Bacchus and any other business owners in the area who sell alcohol, they're going to enjoy this news that we've got.
Yes, sales of sparkling wine have increased by 80% in the last 5 years, and tastes are also changing, with Prosecco overtaking champagne for the first time. That's just in this office.
Yeah.
And English wines are also more popular, with 37 new producers and vineyards opening last year alone.
Well, what a load of great business news. Thank you very much for being our senior business correspondent and filling in for our managing director, Patrick. And you can find more on those stories and more news throughout the week, business news, on our website at strayfm.com.
The Business News Desk on Stray FM.